Don't say anything stupid. Welcome to Hammer Dial! Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tone Diggs.
Outta baby Tone!
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Outta baby me.
Outta baby Gumpy. 3-0 and footy so far today?
2-0 right now. We got Real Sociedad up 1-0 at the half, my friend.
So you're saying the hot streak continues?
So far, so good.
Listen to this. In case you guys accidentally missed Friday or potentially the weekend because you were too busy sucking down alcohol, you should still pay attention to us on the weekend. Nick, Friday night, was he undefeated?
6-1.
6-1? Is that good?
The coin won.
Mansuri dominated UFC 261.
He gave a plus 1,100 winner.
Yeah, the Usman knockout. He had the second round knockout call. He had Thug Rose as an upset. Is that good? You had a 9-3 MLB weekend and your normal footy greatness.
Yes, sir.
I had my 3-0 MLB yesterday, kind of. Mitt was 3-0 in FCS.
Still the hottest FCS gambler on the internet, Tony.
And still undefeated FCS champion Mitt McMahon.
Let's go.
The Cupmaker gave out a plus $1,400 winner
had a baby
last
John.
Week. Had a baby John. We had the fucking Biebs and Cole 20K matchup.
I mean,
Super Boost for plus 300.
If you didn't take that Tatis Super Boost.
Fernando Tatis Jr. Plus 420 hit. And most importantly, the coin lives on.
The coin does live on.
And you're potentially going to go 3-0 today.
At least 2-1 at the worst, my friend.
So that's awesome.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Good weekend. Good to be a Hammered Down listener right now. And thank you guys so much for sending in your winning tickets, you know, so we could post those for you. It's pretty cool. Another thing, it's draft week, baby.
Ooh.
It's draft week.
Nervous times, my friend.
Nervous times for the Finns?
I just feel like they're going to trade out and just stockpile draft picks forever.
Got to pull the trigger every once in a while.
Just once would be nice.
For draft week, we decided to bring on Pro Football Focus lead draft analyst.
Whoa.
Former, you may know him from Bachelorette fame.
Come on.
Yeah, made quite a run. Good looking guy. Friend of the office. Great friend of the office. And co-host of 2-1 Drafts. I don't know if I might have fucking typed that out wrong. Mike Renner, welcome to Hammer Dodd.
Hi, baby Mike.
What's up, fellas?
Renner, did I fuck that up? Did I fuck up the...
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it's 2-4-1 Drafts.
Jesus.
See, I fucking...
You should know a thing about that.
I know. I do. It's a fucking clever name, and I fucked it up. I just put 2-1 Drafts like an idiot. That's on me. How you doing, pal?
Doing fantastic. It's my Super Bowl this week, so it's a great week.
I know, and that's why we wanted to have you on, because we wanted to talk to you and potentially have the people make some money off of your words. Do you pay attention to the draft betting at all?
So my brother just sent me some over yesterday, some props. I don't until – I do like early in the process, and then I'll do it like right up at like the day of, but I haven't been looking anytime here lately.
So I wanted to start here. And I'll use our betting knowledge, and then I'll just ask you questions that can then lead for the listeners to benefit off of it. Ja'Marr Chase, Pitts, and Penei Sewell, all of their drafts positions are over under at 5.5. So what do you think happens after a quarterback goes at 3? Do the Falcons take Pitts? Then does it leave Ja'Marr Chase and Sewell for the Bengals to decide on there? What do you think of those guys potentially over under 5.5 for Chase, Pitts, and Sewell?
The one I think I feel the best about there is Chase, under 5.5. I think he goes to the Bengals. I just think, one, not a lot of people want to be in Cincinnati. So if a guy wants to be in Cincinnati, which Ja'Marr Chase does, wants to play with Joe Burrow, you go get the guy that wants to be in Cincinnati. It's a difficult – I live here. I know
you
it's
do.
Difficult to convince people to come here. So I think that's what's ultimately going to happen. They're going to want to appease their young quarterback, obviously also after he tore his ACL. So that's the one I feel the most safe about. I also do think number four, if Atlanta stays there, they're drafting Pitts. But I do think that'll be a hot trade spot, especially if Mac Jones goes number three, which is kind of where the rumors are heading right now.
What happens? Do you think there's any chance someone goes up to four with the Falcons and then takes another quarterback? So do you think the Bengals still go Chase then if Pitts is sitting there too?
I do. I just think they're going to be locked into him for, like I said, the Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase connection back from LSU. Run it back one more time. Just because, like I said, you got to – they already said he's factoring in the decision-making. He went out to dinner with Riley Reiff to try to convince him there. So I think they got the O-line they want at least enough. And so I think that's where they go.
Okay. So first round, the total quarterbacks drafted is 5.5. It's juiced way to the under. So do you think there's any chance that Trask or Mond or any one of those guys falls into the late first round so that that goes over the 5.5 quarterbacks?
I don't, because one, like the fifth year option is not great anymore for NFL teams. Like, no one's going to really want to go back in just for that fifth year option like they used to, because the new CBA changed how that works. And two, like, everyone's going to get their quarterback. The only teams you might have, Washington and Chicago, not get theirs. Mm-hmm. But then there's that tier of like three guys. I think they'll just take whoever in the second round. Then they'll take whichever one falls to them.
Okay. So, but going off of that, there is a draft prop: Kyle Trask versus Kellen Mond, first to be drafted. Who do you think goes first?
I think Kyle Trask. I think the NFL is going to like his game. Touch he throws with, and just the fact that he put up massive numbers in the SEC, whereas Kellen Mond's kind of putting up pedestrian numbers in the SEC, even though he has, like, you know, maybe better NFL tools. I think Kyle Trask is going to be the guy that probably is the sixth quarterback.
Trask is actually the underdog in that matchup, so you could get him a good value there. He's +112. Some of the other quarterbacks I was looking, so Kellen Mond's over under 75.5, which puts that in third round. Davis Mills is 68.5. Is there any chance that those two go maybe in the second to go under there?
Yeah, I would think that they will come off the board in the second. Just with the caliber of quarterbacks you're working with. And like I said, there are going to be a couple teams that don't get their guy in the first. And I think they'll just pull the trigger then in the second is where I'd imagine they'd do that. So, like, this is a good kind of second tier of quarterbacks to. It really is kind of a deep quarterback class.
Yeah. Gumby?
Yeah, Mike, what do you think the Dolphins are going to do at six? Do you think they just take best player available, or do you think they actually go out and get some weapons for Tua?
I think it's weapons for Tua. Like, I think it's either going to be they went up with the intent of it being Ja'Marr Chase, Kyle Pitts still on the board. And now I think you're hearing these rumors of the trade back because they're worried that Pitts is going to go four, Chase is going to go five, and then they're kind of going to be holding their dick in their hand with no one there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they probably like Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith, but again, you can get one of those two a little bit later on. So I think that's why you're hearing these rumors of them maybe moving back from six.
And do you think Najee Harris goes in the first round, or you think he goes in the second?
I think he does go in the first. Like, yeah, I believe too. The Pittsburgh Najee Harris.
Stop.
He fits kind of their MO of drafting and what they covet at that position. And I can see them kind of chalking up their struggles of late, and Big Ben struggles too. Oh, he doesn't have the back he can rely on, even though it's like, oh, their offensive line also sucks right now.
Is he? All right. So his over under is 28.5 as far as draft position, and ETN is 32.5. And they have a matchup there too. Is it definitely Najee going over Travis ETN?
I think so. That one's going to be more in the eye of the beholder, though. Like, what do you want in your offense? Because they're vastly different types of running backs. But I do think that Najee Harris is the one that's more NFL projectable, like easier to fall in love with. More teams will have Najee Harris as running back one than will ETN, in my opinion.
So you talked about Devontae Smith and Waddle earlier. They're both at 11.5, and they also have a heads up. I think Waddle's going before Devonta. Do you agree or disagree there?
I agree. I think Waddle has the rarer skill set, more rare skill set, whatever that one.
Yeah.
But Devontae, teams are going to be scared of the weight. Like, who wants to be the team that drafts a 166-pound guy and then he fails? Now, I don't think he's going to fail, but I do think that's kind of a low-hanging fruit to roast someone for, to be a laughing stock for, if you draft the guy who is this crazy outlier and think he's going to work out, whereas Waddle is just a freak athletically. So I do think the NFL is going to be higher on that. It's like Ruggs going before Judy last year. No one would realistically watch both and say, oh, you know, but that's just what the NFL covets at that position, is the athleticism.
Well, and it kind of feels to me, because a few years ago, like, it feels like there's no positives, or there's no positive spin right now for Devonta Smith, like, coming out. It reminds me of DK Metcalf a few years ago, when all of the coverage about him was negative and talk about him following. And he actually did fall. I mean, he turned out to be a great player, but as far as the draft goes, he fell. And it feels like the same may happen with Devonta here. But yeah, I took over the 11.5 here, because I took Waddle too, because I don't think he's going before him, and I don't think he's going before 11.5.
Yeah, it's just landing spots also for a wide receiver, and I think that's why I say the Dolphins may move back. It's like Broncos aren't going to draft one, no. Panthers aren't going to draft one, Cowboys aren't going to draft one.
I don't think the Giants will either, too.
And then the Giants, I don't think Gettleman really wants to draft wide receivers. He wants to draft defensive linemen. So. Yeah, I think that's – there's just not landing spots for guys
and
like
he's
that.
Not – I mean, we know he's not drafting back. I don't think he knows how. The over-under for wide receivers in a first round is, I believe, is 5.5. So you have Chase, you have Waddle, you have Smith. And then does Bateman go? Does Kadarius Toney go? Does what's his name from LSU? I'm blanking on it go.
Terrace Marshall.
Yeah, Terrace Marshall. Do how many wide receivers do you think go in the first?
This one's tough.
Yeah.
I think you got the top three. Those are for sure. And then I think Elijah Moore is going to go in the first round. I think the NFL is going to love Elijah Moore. I heard the Todd McShay thing today saying he's fourth on every board that he's talked to. Fourth wide receiver, four on every board for NFL team he's talked to. I don't know how many he's talked to. Maybe it's one team. But still, I do think he is going to go in the first round. And I think Kadarius Toney goes in the first round. Okay. After that, though, I think Marshall would, if he didn't have the injury, or he supposedly had bad medical recheck, that might drop him out of the first. I still do think Bateman goes. I still think you will see six, because when you go towards the bottom half of the first round, there's a lot of teams that will need wide receiver, whether it's the Ravens, the Packers, down there at the bottom, the Saints, that could use a wide receiver. They're going to want to draft one, because there's not going to be then that kind of wide receiver talent at the back end of the second round. You're just not going to get the same caliber guy. So I do think that you will ultimately see six guys come off the board, unless like one of those teams really trades back.
That makes sense. And I was looking here. Do you think Elijah Moore is going to be the fourth?
I do. Right? Maybe not necessarily fourth. I think Kadarius Toney could be the fourth.
Okay.
But I do think he gets drafted in the first round.
So if you go right now on FanDuel, you could get – if they have exact order props up. So you could go Jamar Chase 1, Jalen Waddle 2, Devonta Smith 3, Kadarius Toney 4, and that's plus 350 there. If you felt pretty good about that. Who do you think the third running back going is here? Because they have props here for Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, and then the third being Javonte Williams and Kenneth Gainwell, or Trey Sermon, Michael Carter, Kylan Hill. Any of those names jump out to you?
I think it has to be Javonte Williams. I'd be floored if it's anyone other than Javonte Williams. I think that's like the clear tier one of running backs in this class.
They are. That's the favorite there of that order of Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, Javonte Williams. Do you think the Steelers should go Najee Harris at 24 there?
Hell no. You know I don't think they should go Najee Harris.
I mean, neither do I, dude. Neither do I. I mean, there's no reason to draft him. Does he immediately make your team better? I don't think so. I honestly don't. I really don't think so.
Really?
I mean,
look at what Derrick Henry did for the Titans, man. Like, I know we want to discount running backs, but without Derrick Henry, the Titans stink.
Well, I'm not going to argue there.
Tannehill still stinks. I'm sorry. No one wants to say
there's only so many Derrick Henrys out there.
But Najee is close, isn't he?
Maybe. Potentially. You don't know.
I'd take him in the – if I was the Dolphins, I'd take him with that second pick in the first round.
The Steelers just have other holes, offensive line being one of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The Titans had like a real offensive line. The Steelers just don't right now.
Yeah,
they need like three positions along the O-line.
Hey, there's one quarterback that I'm fading here, and it's Jamie Newman. His over-under is 164.5. For some reason, I just see him falling.
Yeah, I think he probably goes under that. Like, I think
you do?
Later than that, sorry.
So, yeah. Because I saw it. He's old. He sat out. he sat out because I believe he lost the quarterback battle in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think I don't like Jamie Newman in this draft, so I took his over 164.5.
He looked like shit at the Senior Bowl too, which is teams are going to put a lot of stock in that, especially when you opt out this past year. And for him to be almost 24 years old now, yeah, I bet he goes like fifth round.
Awesome. I'm glad we agree.
Mike, this is a question that everybody's probably asked at this point. Mac, do you think the Niners, Mac Jones is the guy, or do you think they go Trey Lance or Fields even?
I think it's going to be Trey Lance.
Really?
I do. I just can't fathom. You traded two future first rounders, this year's first rounder, and then it's just Mac Jones that you're getting. Like,
do you think he's going to be a good in the NFL?
I think he's going to be a starter. I think he caps out kind of like Teddy Bridgewater range of starters, though.
Yeah.
Maybe into the Kirk Cousins range, but that's like Kirk Cousins wasn't even good until like his fourth year in the NFL. I don't know. I just worry he really is just physically limited. And now Drew Brees was too, but how many other quarterbacks besides Drew Brees that are that? But in his prime, Drew Brees wasn't nearly as much, and he was maybe the most accurate quarterback ever. Yeah. So I just think Trey Lance, what he offers is so different. And that's what like the guys who are winning games in the NFL, the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, that's what those guys have. Those are the tools those guys have. They don't look like Mac Jones.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, and if they are telling the truth that they're keeping Jimmy G, Trey Lance is more of the guy that I feel like you groom for a year versus Mac Jones. Like, because Trey has the bigger ceiling if you're going to groom him and stuff like that. That's why I thought that go would pop.
How far do you think Fields could drop then, Mike?
I don't think he makes it past probably like 9.
I think Broncos take him, right?
Yeah, Broncos would take him. I think even the Panthers could think about it. And then if he drops to 7 range, I think someone like the Patriots, Washington, Chicago would make a play at that point, would try to go up there and get him. So I do think this quarterback class will go pretty early.
Hey. Everybody's sleeping on him and the Patriots getting him and running over the NFL would just be fitting, wouldn't it?
It would be the team. I just what I'm saying. Like, I hope no one gives it to them.
Yeah.
I hope the Lions say kick rocks and give them to like the Bears or something. Cause he won't,
that would
if
be
he
awesome.
Goes to the Bears, it won't be the same.
So the odds on favorite for first corner is Patrick Surtain. He's -300. Is there any way J.C. Horn sneaks in front of him?
And I think there is. I think teams are going to have J.C. Horn ahead of Surtain on their boards.
Okay.
I really do. That's just the type of teams covet press man corners. It was like C.J. Henderson going 9th overall last year. I don't think anyone thought that was going to happen before the draft, the Florida cornerback.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's just the skill set NFL teams like, because that's harder to replicate is playing press man. You can teach a guy to play zone or do other things, but I do think what J.C. Horn brings to the table, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes, top 10 in this draft.
You can get J.C. Horn at good money there. And then do you think corner will be, last question here, do you think corner will be the first defensive position taken?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it will be.
I agree.
Micah Parsons is the best defense player in the draft. He's going to fall because of those off-field issues.
Yeah, I was just reminded of those off-field issues today. Those are wild. Those are absolutely wild. Make sure you go follow Mike at @PFF_Mike, co-host of the 2-for-1 Drafts.
Had a baby tone.
Lead draft analyst at PFF. Can't thank you enough, buddy. Good to see you.
No, for sure, fellas. Enjoy this week.
Good luck this week.
Thank
you, Mike. Taking Najee at 18, Paul?
I mean, just give Tua a shot. Whatever, you know what I mean? You drafted O lineman in the first round last year because this was the year you're going to get weapons, right?
Yeah. I'm a big running back. You can find them out there anywhere.
I just think he's one of those special ones. I know they're few and far between. It just feels like. Like him in a backfield, like with Tua. Like Tua just needs. I think someone like that could just help him so much.
Seriously, I think ETN, like, if he would have came out last year, would have been the first back taken.
Oh, 100%. But would you take him over Harris?
I don't know. I do not know.
Yeah.
That's why we had him on to talk about it. J.C. Horn's value there. The Kyle Trask over Kellen Mond matchup that you can get there is positive value.
I like Kyle Trask.
I do too, I think.
I do.
All day.
What'd you say, Mitt?
Give me Kellen Mond all day.
I definitely like Kyle Trask more now.
Absolutely.
Go and watch. Seriously, go and watch
Kellen I've seen Mond your play.
How much tape you been watching, dude?
Fucking been watching.
Did you watch Kellen only the Mond highlights or did you watch a full game?
No, I watched his full game against Alabama against Patrick Surtain, and he actually fucking dominated him. Like third and long, fucking ear hold Patrick Surtain to some shitty receiver dropped it.
Whoa, dude.
Played better than Mac Jones.
I don't think that's that hard.
High on Kellen Mond.
It's going to be if Mac Jones is not great, there's going to be a lot of people with egg on their face on this one.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think this one will be forgotten like other ones. Because if Justin Fields turns out to be a guy and Mac Jones is not, there's a lot of people who got some fucking backing up to do.
Well, a lot of times there's only going to be one guy, maybe two out of this draft.
Well, I think Justin Fields is very good, man. And I know people don't want to hear it, but I've been beating that drum for a while.
If the 49ers take Trey Lance, what happens to Mac Jones? Does he fall like Aaron Rodgers did, Brady Quinn?
I just don't know who takes. Like, if the Niners don't take Mac Jones, I think every other team takes Fields before Mac Jones, right?
Yeah, like that's
like exactly the Broncos don't take Mac Jones. They take Justin Fields.
Yeah, because I don't think Mac Jones and Drew Locke are they that much different?
Yeah. And then I hear people say, well, it's the system. It's Mac Jones and the system. Well, if it's the system, then, like, what are we doing? You want to draft the best fucking quarterback. Do we not?
Well, but the system plus the wideouts that he's had. That he had.
Sorry. No, like in general, people will say Mac Jones will be better in San Fran's system. Yeah. Like, isn't a mobile quarterback better in any system?
Most of them.
Right?
Most of them.
Like, are we not just trying to draft the best player here?
I know. You love fucking Justin Fields.
I would. I'm not going to say it.
You take him over to him.
I'm not saying it.
All right.
I wouldn't be mad.
Let's jump into MLB. Finals today, KC beat Detroit 3-2. Brad Keller gets the win.
Over Turnbull.
Yeah, Keller's been he's been up and down this season.
Turnbull was very good.
Detroit's having a hard time hitting right now.
They stink.
Not as bad as the Braves were yesterday, but Braves got one hit in 14 innings yesterday.
And, hey, you want to take away from Mad Bum's no-hitter? That's not his fault.
Who's trying to take away from his no-hitter?
Oh, it's not a no-hitter. It's seven innings. What do you want him to do, ask to play two more innings? It's the MLB's stupid Mickey Mouse doubleheader rules.
You fucking play the cards you're dealt, and Mad Bum played them perfectly.
Same as last night. Padres, Dodgers. Scrap the guy on second and extra innings. Let the boys play.
I hate that.
They're saving baseball, by the way.
Fucking Padres and Dodgers?
Yeah.
Great.
Two
great series.
What are we in? 20 games into the season, and every game they've played has been like a playoff game? Everyone.
They played 21 games this year, luckily for us. It's going to be awesome.
Everyone's a dogfight.
Tatis needs some fucking helper.
Musgrove looked like shit yesterday.
I don't have that. I mean, you don't have that.
Fuck the Dodgers do not chase, though.
No, but they don't hit, really. They haven't been hitting either. We'll talk about that. 6:10 tonight. Berrios, Plesac. Minnesota at Cleveland. I have a pick in this game. It's Minnesota first five minus 130. Has Minnesota been bad, Gumpy?
Barry.
Yes. I believe they've lost 11 of 13.
Has Plesac been good?
Do I like Berrios better than Plesac? Yeah. Yes. Berrios has a 3 ERA versus Plesac's 6.75 ERA. Berrios, two starts on the road, has a 0.82 ERA. Not bad. He's on the road tonight. Plesac has given up 6 earned runs in his last two starts each time. Not like...
He's given up 12 earned in 5 2/3 in his last two outings.
Correct. The Twins are also number 6 versus right-handed pitching in the last 10 days, and Cleveland is 16th. I'm taking the Twins here.
I'll take it with you, Tony. I wasn't going to, but I like Berrios. Cleveland is
not... I get worried about the fucking losing bug there in Minnesota.
I mean, they did get dog-walked by the Buccos.
Well, the Buccos are really good, so...
Okay.
Let's relax on the Buccos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We fucking relax on the Buccos.
Cleveland stinks, though, dude. They can't hit either.
No, they cannot. That's why Minnesota, Berrios, on the road, 6:10. Give them here to me now, okay?
Fair play.
If you're looking at full game for that, I will tell you right now that the Twins are minus 126, money line on the full game, plus 108. We got the first five at 130. It's at 132 right now. So It's moved just a little bit. The next game of the night is Chicago at the Atlanta Braves that we talked about. Vegas does not care that the Braves did not hit yesterday. The Braves are -194 with Chucky Morton on the mound going against Zach Davies. Zach Davies has been bad.
Yeah.
Chuck Morton is Chucky Morton.
Chucky ball game.
Chucky ball game. But -194 when you got one hit.
What's the first five at now?
First five here is money line -196 for the Braves. Pretty much the same as game. Jesus. -144 for a half. Yikes.
Yeah, that was – these lines move fast, man. There was -150 this morning.
Like, Zach Davies, has he –
has he hasn't made it. He's made it to the fifth once in four starts.
It's not good. It's not good. No, his ERA is fucking 8.8. His expected ERA is 7.
That's just too rich for the Braves' money line.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't lay the
– We would love to touch Chucky ballgame.
I mean, I probably will lay the minus a half, but I don't love it.
Yankees at – Orioles, 7-5 first pitch. Divey Garcia versus Matt Harvey. I'm on this game.
You riding the Dark Knight?
I am gonna ride the fucking Dark Knight. Yankees are -170 on the money line. Orioles +142. Over under 9. -110 on both of those. This is strictly a value play. I don't fucking love it. You get Baltimore +0.5, +104. Harvey has a 3.79 expected ERA. Pretty good this year, actually. He's given up a little bit of runs here and there, but he's not been as bad as he was the last few years. I think he's learned how to pitch instead of just throw like he did before. But Divey Garcia has 6 career starts. He's got 0 innings pitched this year. They just called him up. Yankees still can't hit. They're still in the bottom 5 of the league versus right-handed pitching. So I'm going to take the Orioles +0.5. Am I going to fucking regret this? Potentially.
Most likely.
Yankees have the Orioles numbers. I think they've won 24 versus 28, if I'm not correct. If I'm not wrong. Incorrect. Potentially one of those things.
One of those.
But I'm taking Harvey on the fucking value play. I know you don't like it.
No, I'm not touching that game.
It's probably the way to go, but I'm an idiot.
Fair play.
Are you touching Oakland and Tampa?
Yeah, I mean, Manaea on the mound. This guy, he had a tough outing to start the season. Other than that, I mean, last outing, 7 innings, 0 earned, 7 Ks. You're going to give me him +0.5 against Rich Hill, who has an 8.82 ERA.
Rich Hill has given up 4 earned runs in each of his 4 starts this season.
He's made his last 2 outings. He's made it a combined 6 1/3, Tony.
And like gave up 8 earned runs.
Yeah, get him out.
Then Manaea.
I would have taken this money line. Like, I can't believe that they're getting a half.
Earlier this morning, I heard that Manaea was favored.
I might take both.
I don't hate that.
+0.5 and money line.
See, now, right now, so it's funny that we can get +0.5 for the A's. But the A's are favored on the money line first five because Manaea is the better pitcher than Rich Hill, but you're going to give me +0.5? Like, the A's are -115 versus the Rays -105 on the first five money line. But the A's somehow are getting the +0.5. I'll fucking take that every day.
Thank you very much.
I'll take that every fucking day. Because, and Oakland's still 9-1 in their last 10.
Yeah,
they're still winning.
They ran into fucking big John Means yesterday, man, and nobody can beat him.
Nobody. Manaea has given up 3 earned runs in the last 19 innings. After that first start, fucking Manaea has been good.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take the A's +0.5 first five here. Hope everyone fucking agrees. Florida, the Miami Marlins at Milwaukee Brewers, Trevor Rogers and Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns has won us a lot of money this year so far, pal.
Yes, sir. This was -105 first five this morning.
That's absurd.
8 a.m. It's now -188.
That's absurd.
I don't love laying the -0.5 because
Trevor Rogers has been really good too.
He's got a 1.64 ERA.
But, yeah.
I mean, Burns is Burns, you know?
Yeah, Rogers 1.64. Burns has been sub-1. And then the -188 money line, first half money line for the Brewers, -0.5 is -122. Over under 3.5 is juiced to -150 to the under. So, as much as I love Burns, I can't do it. To, I mean, if you got it at 105 or whatever, fucking yeah,
take yeah,
it
all over. But I'm not laying. I'm not laying minus 188, and
I'm not laying.
Would I lay minus a half? Maybe.
I don't love. I don't love it. Under 3.5 either.
No, not a chance.
Way too much. I'll watch this game. Maybe. I mean, MLB Tonight will be on my fucking TV for sure.
That is quality programming.
Quality program. They had CeCe and fucking everyone in there watching the game yesterday. It's great. Great programming. But we're going to stay away from that one?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're... If you're doing a parlay, throw them in there. Minus 188, take it on a parlay or something like that.
Part of me thinks like... That's too much. Part of me also worries about, like, has Corbin Burns been too good?
Oh, you think he's going to have a slip up?
Is there going to be some regression here?
I mean, you could say the same about Mr. Rogers.
True. More him, because Corbin pitched very well last year, too.
Yeah.
Some good pitching going on right now.
Very good.
Got Shohei Ohtani versus Jordan Lyles, 8:05 first pitch. Angels were huge favorites earlier, minus 164. Rangers are plus 138. First five, you got Angels minus 158, and then you could get them at minus a half or minus 106. I don't know. I didn't. Yeah.
Ohtani hasn't. I mean, his ERA is 1.04, but what he walked last time out, 6 or 7. Yeah, I mean.
And he hasn't gone past 4.
Nah.
So I worry about Ohtani, yeah, so I stay away from
too rich for my blood, my
friend. Your guy, Justice Sheffield, is on the mound versus Jose Urquidy. Seattle's at Houston. Houston's bats, they're picking up a little bit as of late.
Yeah, they are mashing.
They are absolutely mashing. I think they took 3 of 4 against the Angels, potentially. Yeah. Astros are minus 172. I didn't like either side here.
No, I would lean plus a half with Sheffield just because I don't really trust Urquidy.
Okay.
But I don't love it. Mariners are playing good ball. They are. They took they beat the Sox twice, I think, yeah, in Boston.
Yeah.
First in the division.
Pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Game that I took a long, hard look at. Fucking our boy Gomer. Gomer Pyle's on the mound for the Rockies versus San Francisco, who's got DeSclafani on it. Rockies GM took a hike today.
He's out.
Rockies GM is gone.
Traded Arenado and left?
Yeah. I assume, I don't know how the boys react to that. Maybe positively, maybe negatively. I don't know. I took a long, hard look at it. I decided to stay away from it. You're on the Giants, huh?
Yeah, Giants first five. They're 11-8-3 in first fives.
Giants first five under. Let me see if I could find that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's they're now 17-3-2 first five under, which I don't know how they're two. I don't know what site is given full runs for the first five. Not FanDuel. FanDuel doesn't do that. It's either 3.5 or 4.5. So deal with that, or 5.5. Thought about the under with Gomer and DeSclafani, but it was at one. It was 3.5.
3.5?
I think so. Let me check. No, it's at 4.5, but it's minus 140.
Still not bad.
I know.
Gomer's ERA, 3.38.
Here's the thing. Like, I started looking at his numbers, and
it's not great.
Like, his 3.38 is his ERA. His expected, though, is 4.5.
He puts a lot of guys on base, Tony.
He does. And then, so I was a little bit worried about that. DeSclafani is at 3.4, is expected, 2.14. He's a better pitcher.
Yeah.
The nightcap, we got Cincinnati. Sorry. I was looking at the wrong day. Still Cincinnati at the Dodgers. Tyler Mahle versus Julio Urias. Taking the Reds plus a half.
How are you?
Uh-huh. Plus 108. Hoping for a letdown from the Dodgers here after the Padres series.
Fair enough.
Dodgers have not been hitting great. It's not that since he hasn't either, but 1.74 ERA for Mahle.
2 runs in his last 3 outings.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
pretty good. Julio Urias has also been very good. He's got 2.8 ERA. Expected ERA of 3.
11 Ks last time out. 1 hit, 7 innings.
But that was on the road. He's been a little up and down, either giving up nothing or 3 or 4 runs. He has a 5.4 home ERA. So he's got 2 away starts, 2 home starts, 5.4 home ERA. So I'm, and they're at home. So I'm liking the Reds plus the half, a little bit of value first five there.
Yeah, I'd lean that way with you, Tony.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Hey, anytime I can go against the Dodgers, I will, my friend.
So I got Minnesota first five, Baltimore plus a half first five versus the Yankees, the A's plus a half versus Tampa Bay and Rich Hill first five, and then the Reds first five plus a half versus the Dodgers for my picks tonight. And you have, sir?
Twins first five money line. A's first five plus a half, and then the Giants first five money line. And then if you're doing a parlay, throw in the Brewers at the minus 188, but that's way too much juice to let.
I may sprinkle on the Giants and Marlins under there, 4.5 too. Something to think about. Hey, just something to think about.
Keep thinking, pal.
NBA.
Jeez.
Why did you say geez, pal?
Well, if you follow the @HammerDown Twitter account, you would know this. The NBA has 27 people on the questionable list right now for games tonight.
27 players questionable tonight. Good luck, dude.
The league stinks, dude.
We got to get to the playoffs.
Like, come on. Give it a rest. This is absurd.
Once the final injury reports come out, I will take a look at some of the games. Knicks as a home dog. Knicks have won 9 in a row, I believe.
Knicks are a dog?
Yeah, they got the Suns coming to town. So it's like two teams that I love. Suns played yesterday?
Yes.
They lost, right?
Yes.
Sadly.
So I'm going to take a look at the Knicks as home dogs tonight, potentially, based on the lineups. Raptors are 12-point favorites. Thinking about it, that's a lot of points. Probably not going to take that one. But
good value.
12 points is a lot of fucking points for the Raptors.
Dude, that Cleveland team fucking stinks, though. They can't score at all.
I know, and they're dead. And the Raptors are one game out of the play-in.
Raps are in the playoff, huh?
They're what? Well, there's fucking 10 teams from each fucking... Only two teams don't make the playoffs, pretty much.
Jesus.
It's absurd. So, I mean, I'm going to look at the Raptors. Probably not going to take that.
I was looking towards the under here, Tony, okay, at 212.5 is what it's at right now. It opened at 206.
Oh.
These teams really can't score. Cleveland plays decent defense, and so does Toronto. So, okay. I was thinking the under of this game looked pretty nice.
Did you have anything for the Knicks and Suns at all?
I am leaning towards the Suns, but I'm not very confident in it. I love the Knicks, and they're on a huge hot streak, and they're at home. It's a tough. That's a hard game to pick.
The other game that I wanted to look at was Heat versus the Bulls. Heat have covered five of their last six, I believe, when I was looking earlier. And Chicago is going the opposite direction.
They fucking stink.
Yeah, so the Heat minus 5.5 is not terrible. Obviously, check your injury reports, but... I'm looking tonight at the Knicks, Raptors, and Heat. What else you got, pal?
I also do have the I have the Heat. I have them at -6.
Okay.
Yeah, they're at -6 still right now. I was thinking maybe the over of 206. Just 206 seems like a really low number for the NBA. I know these teams both play good defense, but Chicago has not been doing that as of late. Chicago does scare me with the over because they can't really put up points, but hopefully Jimmy Butler has a night.
Okay, well said. Anything else?
Let's look at it here, Tony, just making sure I don't have anything else. I was gonna take Washington over the Sacramento Spurs +4. They're getting 4 points at home.
The who?
Are you taking the Sacramento Kings or the San Antonio Spurs?
Wait, San Antonio Spurs, and then I'm also taking Dallas over the Sacramento Kings.
There it is. There it is.
-5.5. That really threw me in there. Okay, so
watch out though, the Sacramento Spurs.
You fucking buffoon, dude.
Well, for the Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox is out. He's their whole damn team. So I was taking Luka Doncic's Mavs -5.5. They're going on the road to Sacramento, but they've been in L.A. last couple days, so they looked good.
You're the best, dude. You're the absolute best. Matt. Hey, 6-1 Friday. Nicky Skates, welcome to the program.
Thank you, boys. Good to be here.
Flow looks incredible today, Paul.
It's a little greasy. That's what we need for after a weekend like that, though, and a couple games tonight. We need a little grease.
Yeah, you do. More importantly, coin hit. this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's back.
Do you have a game?
What do you mean? Yeah, we got a game. There's 8 games, and I'm only going to take a handful of them, but we definitely got a coin game. I'll start off with Carolina and Gumpy's Dallas Stars.
Oh, how the Stars doing, pal?
Stars are actually hot lately.
Are they going to make the playoffs?
They're on a push right now to try to, and they've got some games in hand, but they're 5-1.
Don't let the Stars in.
5-1 straight up in their last 6 games. The problem with that is they've played Detroit 4 times and Columbus, and both those teams absolutely stink.
You can only play the games on your schedule.
Carolina, however, is 5-1 straight up in their last 6 against Dallas. So I'm going to take Carolina, which is minus 120. I feel like that's good value because Carolina is a very good team.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with the over at 5.5. I feel like that's an easy number for these teams to get to. It's plus 102. So anytime you can get over 5.5 at plus money with good teams, jump on that.
Okay. I like that.
Also going to go with the Florida Panthers, minus 130. Going to go with the over there as well at 5.5. They're playing Nashville. Florida 6-1 straight up in their last 7 on the road against Nashville.
Carolina and Florida just had a nice little...
We're into that stretch now where a lot of teams are playing each other like 2 or 3 times. They're trying to make up games as they go, and you're seeing a lot of the same teams going back to back, much like the Consigliere we talked about last week. Now this next one.
Panthers and Preds game, I believe that was... two of our dice winners.
That was the second one. Unfortunately, not a winner. Well, no, the Preds won. Yeah, the Preds were the winner. It was the Blackhawks the first time. This game, take this how you will. Literally just flipped it. Calgary and Montreal. We've been on Calgary. We know Montreal stinks.
You hate Montreal.
But Montreal just called up Cole Caulfield, who, if you don't know who he is, the Hobey Baker winner, which is basically like the Heisman of college hockey. Legend. And he's the all-time leading goal scorer for the USA National Developmental Team program.
Cole Rubaker.
Kid can score. Cole Caulfield. Put some respect on Cole's name. So
we'll see.
Calgary just beat Montreal twice. They've had their way with them all season. Montreal's 1-4 straight up in their last 5 when playing on the road against Calgary. I think Cole's going to make a difference. I think Montreal's due, so we're going to go with Montreal on the money line at plus 118.
I got real excited.
And the over at 5.5 at plus 102.
Let's go, Habs.
I got real excited for a second because I looked up Cole Caulfield, and I saw his dad's name was Paul, and I thought it was Paul Coffey for a second.
That would have been sweet.
That is not the case.
That would have been sweet. Paul Coffey, absolute legend. The next one, Colorado taking on the Blues again. We got a nice upset win with the Blues over the weekend, if you followed with what I put out on Saturday. But we're going back to Colorado this time. They're too good. Minus 178, minus 115 in regulation, and over 5.5 there as well. Colorado 5-1 straight up in the last 6. Colorado 5-1 in the last 6 against St. Louis specifically. And now, the coin flip game of the night.
All rise for the audible coin!
We have the Edmonton Oilers sitting at minus 110 going on the road up to the peg against the Winnipeg Jets at minus 106.
Jets just lost somebody, didn't they?
Doesn't matter. The coin knows.
Doesn't matter, Gumpy. You can throw all lineups and injuries and coaches' decisions out the window when it comes to the coin. So we will do the Oilers as heads. We will do the Jets as tails.
I want Oilers.
And now we will flip.
I want Oilers.
It's heads. It's the Oilers.
McJesus, baby.
The coin has spoken. Edmonton Oilers, minus 110.
That's that.
I was going to roll the dice, but...
You lost them.
Rolled the dice every time, right?
Turns out I did lose the home away dice.
Those are really the only ones that mattered, too, huh?
Yeah.
What are those ones?
What's that? I don't want you rolling some Mickey Mouse dice.
What are you doing? That one says take the under, so...
Okay, I think it's a 6.5, so that's pretty high. So yeah,
the dice say under, the coin says Coilers.
There it is. The dice and the coin have spoken. Edmonton 10-10, and the under 6.5.
Oilers.
The Edmonton got stuck in the mouth there like a bunch of marbles. More winners.
More winners.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Nick.
Under 6.5 is minus 130 right now. So
I know, I saw that.
That'll play.
That's fucking juice there.
That'll play.
Hold on, let me see if there's any NHL boost before I let you out of here.
Fucking dingers, dude. Is there?
Cole Caulfield to score a goal in NHL debut. plus 500.
Plus 500?
Yeah. You have to.
Do you like?
You have to.
Do you like fucking goals?
Do you like fucking snipe? Fucking top cheese.
Do you like American studs playing for Canadian teams?
Do you like
teams,
money?
Putting the team on their back?
Oh, come on,
Cole
dude.
Caulfield, plus 500 Super Bowls.
Man, that was quick. Good for them. Good for FanDuel.
Good for FanDuel. They know. They got hockey guys over there, huh?
Good for us taking their money.
Johnny Caulfield. Let's go.
MLB odds boost. Dodgers and Giants to both win.
Nope.
Plus 170.
Any dingers? How is there not a dinger boost every day?
I'll talk to him.
Probably because last night.
Three plus total goals scored in Real versus Chelsea tomorrow.
How many?
Three.
Over?
Yeah. Plus 150.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
Okay. No thank you?
No thanks.
Lakers and Clips both to win tonight. I'm going to stay away from that one.
What do you got, Mitt?
Kawhi Leonard is not playing, so take that one as you will. I don't think the Clippers are going to win.
Clippers are at New Orleans. Lakers are at Orlando. I'm not. It's not good enough for me.
No thanks.
Julius Randle to score 25 plus points and the Knicks to win plus 260. Don't hate that one.
That would be the one. I don't mind, my friend.
Don't hate that one. Something to think about there, Paul. Hey, something about that. Any footy for tomorrow?
Real Madrid, Chelsea. I mean, any way you bet this game, I wouldn't hate. I mean, you get Chelsea double chance, minus 170. Chelsea draw no bet, plus 142. Real Madrid money line, plus 130. Real Madrid draw no bet, minus 165. I mean, ugh. I don't know, dude. This is a toss-up to me. If anything, I'd probably take Real, draw no bet.
Can't take Real. They're still in the fucking... They're still in the Super League.
Yeah, they are.
Sorry, you can't do it.
I mean, yeah.
Did you forget?
I don't know. This game is fucking...
Did you forget that those scumbags are still in the Super League?
Man City, PSG, Wednesday, too. I mean...
We'll talk about that one tomorrow, huh?
Those are two fucking tough matchups, dude.
Hey, it's draft week, so we had the draft information. It's also derby week, so we'll have someone on for the derby later in the week. Figure out who that's going to be.
Hopefully somebody good.
It will be. Don't you worry. Don't you fucking worry, dude. Okay? I love the derby. I'm going to dress up for it.
Are you?
Yeah. Probably wear something, a nice blazer.
What are you wearing for the draft?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I just ordered something special.
Nice.
Draft spectacular. Can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. The rollover is at 750. We had a winner this weekend. Let me get his name. Give him a shout out. This guy, nice bets too. Nice, straight, easy.
Easy peasy.
I didn't have to fucking go through the archives. Landon Bailey. Shout out Landon Bailey for
hey, baby Landon.
1750 this weekend.
Woo!
We're up to 750 right now. I definitely forgot to put out the tweet, so I'll do that right now. You like my summer hat?
It's good. Is that off-white?
I don't know.
Or is it white? Looks good.
Be whatever you want it to be.
I call that bone white.
Bone white. Good call, Jay.
Bone white.
Fucking great call, Jay.
Fucking bony digs.
Whoa, dude.
Fucking bone digs.
Ooh.
That's not bad. Summer name.
We'll be back tomorrow. MLB, more NHL, NBA, if anyone's playing.
Mickey Mouse.
Keep you up to date on all the draft stocks. Have you made any draft plays yet?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really.
I made a few. I put them out.
I should dive into it.
Fucking me, fucking.
What if the Jets?
Fading Jamie Newman's my favorite one.
What if the Jets don't take Zach Wilson?
They're going to take Zach Wilson.
But what if they don't?
They're going to.
But what if they don't?
I mean, they're going to.
I mean, just somebody do something insane.
Who's going to go to?
That's what I'm saying. What if that throws everything for a loop?
That'd be wild. What if Trevor Lawrence doesn't go number one?
Now that's...
He's minus 100,000 right now.
It's a good deal.
You want to bet 100,000 to win a dollar?
Burrow was the same last year. When was the last year there was actually people didn't know who was going number one?
Baker Mayfield is like the closest.
Yeah.
Who did they think?
Darnold was up there too.
Yeah. Can you imagine
if Darnold went to Cleveland?
Yeah,
I mean, he'd be just as good as Baker.
No,
Baker's.
He'd be dead.
Miles Garrett was the year before that. I don't know who he was going up against.
Miles Garrett was first overall.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jared Goff, Jameis Winston, Clowney.
Jimmy. Who was Jimmy up against?
Jimmy Winston.
Anybody?
The
was he a lock?
2015, Mariota went number two. The Miles Garrett draft. I can't remember who went number two there. 2017. Trubisky went number two.
Mahomes went, what, 10?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd Watson go, 4 12. Or 5?
12.
Watson went 4?
No, like, 12.
Oh, whoa.
Jeez. All right. We'll be here tomorrow. All the picks, all the winners. Tomorrow we're taking phone calls.
Whoa.
Phone line's in. We just have to work out the fucking communication on our side on how we want to handle them, who's answering, stuff like that. Phone calls tomorrow. We'll take some of your picks, some of your questions at the end
DJ,
of the show.
DJ, please pick up the phone.
Can't You're thank you guys enough. Line. We will see you tomorrow. Hammer down.